Reading from Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 15, Text 7, and it is 7/29/2019, Ljubljana. Please repeat after me. Dehina, by the body. Dehina of the father possessing a material body. Rajan, O king, dehat from the body of the mother. Deha, another body. Abhijayate, takes birth. Bijat, from one seed. Eva, indeed. Yatha, just as. Bijam, another seed. Dehi, a person who has accepted a material body. Artha, the material elements. Eva, like. Saswata, eternal. Dehena dehino rajan. Deha deho abhijayate. Bija deva yata bijam. Deyartha eva shashvata. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As from one seed another seed is generated, O King, so from one body, the body of the Father, through another body, the body of the Mother, a third body is generated, the body of a son. As the elements of the material body are eternal, the living entity who appears through these material elements is also eternal. Please repeat after me. As from one seed, another seed is generated. O King, so from one body, the body of a father, through another body, the body of the mother, a third body is generated, the body of the son. As the elements of the material body are eternal, the living entity who appears through these material elements is also eternal. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. From Bhagavad Gita, we understand that there are two energies, namely the superior energy and inferior energy. Inferior energy consists of the five gross and three subtle material elements. The living entity who represents the superior energy appears in different types of bodies through these elements by the manipulation or supervision of the material energy. Actually, both the material and spiritual energy, matter and spirit, exist eternally as potencies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The potent entity is the Supreme Person. Since the spiritual energy, the living being, who is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, desires to enjoy this material world, the Lord gives him a chance to accept different types of material bodies and enjoy or suffer in different material conditions. Factually, the spiritual energy, the living entity who desires to enjoy material things, is manipulated by a Supreme Lord. The so-called father and mother have nothing to do with the living entity. As a result of his own choice and karma, the living being takes different bodies through the agency of so-called father and mother. As from one seed, another seed is generated, O King. So from one body, through another body, a third body is generated. As the elements of the material body are eternal, the living entity who appears through these material elements is also eternal. So here, Srila Narada Muni and Angira Rishi instructing King Chitraketu that a spirit soul, the characteristic is it generates another body. The symptoms of spirit soul in something is that something takes birth, that something grows, dwindles, having byproducts, and then dies. Six transformation. So just like in particular body, the body gives birth to another body. Then we have to understand that there is a spirit soul in this particular matter, material body. But this table cannot give birth to another table because there is no soul in it. So, Dehena Dehino Rajan, my dear king, a living body can produce another living body. And Dehat Deho Abhijayate. From that body, another body gets generated. That is called offspring, son, daughter. Just like example is given by them, Bijat eva yatha bijam. Just like from one seed, another seed gets generated. Similarly, from one body, living body, another body is generated. And it is done under the direction and superintendence of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Karmana deva netrena jantur deho padyate. Karmana deva netrena. According to one's karma, living entity gets another body. Animals, plants, shrubs, bees, monkeys, human beings, 8,400,000 different species of life. According to one's karma. So, if you have a good karma, urdhvam gacchanti sattvastva. If we act in a sattva gun, urdhvagati, we get higher species of life, higher body, such as demigod, or even in spiritual world, like gopas and gopis and so on and so forth. So it is totally depend upon our desire. Whatever we desire, we get that eventually. If we desire to go back to home, back to Godhead, and have a spiritual body, it's also very easy. Nothing is hard, easy. To take body in material world is hard. To be in material world is hard, suffering. So karmana deva netrina jantur deho padyate. If jantu jiva is doing or associating with tamogun, adogacchanti tamasha. It takes a body of lower species of life. And madhyatishtanti rajasa. Those who are in mood of passion, they take birth in middle planetary system. So this all depends upon karma. Prabhupada says, as a result of his own choice and karma, the living being takes different bodies through the agency of call father and mother. So we have a choice. We have to choose. The choice is that if we want to go above or upward, urdhvam gacchanti, then we have to practice Krishna consciousness, practice bhakti, sudha bhakti, pure bhakti. Because bhakti means akarma. Bhakti means Krishna's abode and Krishna. That's what we get with bhakti. So, it is due to karma we get next body through father and mother. So karmas are of three kind: karma, akarma, vikarma. Akarma means devotional service to Krishna. There is no reaction to it, bad or good, hell or heaven. That karma which grants us love of Krishna, that is called akarma, devotional service to Krishna. And vikarma means forbidden action through scriptures. Scriptures, whatever is not prescribed by scriptures to act on, that is called vikarma. Illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, intoxication, and stealing, robbing, so many bad karmas. These are forbidden action by scriptures. And karma means that is prescribed in the scriptures. Karma, karmano hi bodhavyam, akarmano hi bodhavyam, gahana karmana gati. The laws of karma is very stringent. Gahana karmana gati. According to our karma, we get good and bad. Just like from same cow, there are two calves. One is working hard, tilting fields, etc. And another bull becomes the ox or bull of Lord Shiva. And people are worshipping. Same cow, two ox. But due to the karma, one gets to work hard for eating, and another one is getting all the goodies. People offer so many nice things to Lord Shiva's bull. The same mountain has two stones from same place. One stone wind up at the washerman's ghat, washerman's where he washes his clothes, and he is beating that stone up. Another stone from that becomes so beautiful deity of Lord, and deity being worship, offers so much nice sumptuous prasad, so much of love and devotion. So this is laws of karma. Karma will not leave us. We can get rid of karma by pure devotional service. We can get rid of the karma. Karma means kriyaman karma, sanchit karma, and prarabdha karma. Whatever we do, that is kriyaman, whatever we are doing right now. That karma gets stored, called sanchit karma. And that karma at the end comes out from the storage. That's called prarabdha karma, which we are enjoying or suffering at the moment. So that's called prarabdha karma. So all this karma can be changed. Karma is not permanent. Karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. Through bhakti, through devotional service to Krishna, we can change our karma. By clapping our hand, we can change. Clapping our hand in kirtan, not just for nothing. Se pancha tattva ki. Clapping our hands in kirtan, we can change our karma. So it is due to karma we wind up in higher or lower species, bodies, through the semina of father and mother, karmana daiva netrena jantu deho upatyate. Striyo udara pravistham, purush reta kana asraya. Through the purusha reta, sperm, Triya Udara Pavishta, living entity, enters into the womb of mother and takes birth. Karmana Deva Netrena Jantur Deho Upadyate Striya Udara Pavishtam Purush Reta Karna Asraya. So this is the laws of karma, and it pushes us so into different body. So what is a big surprise for you, my dear king, when the karma finished, your son's karma finished, being with you, he left you. He will enter into another mother's womb through the dictation of providence. changing body from one body to another body, science of reincarnation. A living entity, spirit soul, is changing body. Even within this body, we change body. That's the science of reincarnation. The fact, real truth. Dehinosmin yatha dehe kumaram jauvanam jara tatha dehantara prapti dhiras tatrana muhyati. Dehino, the spirit soul, yatha dehe, in this very body, in this very life. Kumaram jauvanam jara, from boyhood to youthhood to old age, it keeps changing body. Similarly, at the time of death, body becomes useless. The lungs doesn't work, heart doesn't work, kidney doesn't work, liver doesn't work, nothing works. So Krishna, out of his compassion, he gives us a new body according to our karma. So Dhira, a sober person, does not get bewildered in such changes. It's natural change. We incarnate from one body to another body. This is a fact. Krishna is giving science here. Dehinosmin yathade. In very life, we change body from boyhood to youthhood to old age. Similarly, when the body is becoming totally useless, very source of very suffering, it's out of compassion Krishna gives us a new body according to our karma. Krishna can grant us spiritual body if we engage in his transcendental loving devotional service. We become his lover. So, that's why, O King, you have no reason to lament. Jiva Uvacha, further it is stated before, that Jiva, the son, the Narad Muni and Angira Rishi gives son, because they make him alive. The Jiva, spirit soul, they bring it back into the dead body of a son. Then son is, by seeing mother and father mourning, crying, morose, Jiva says, the son, Jiva Uvacha, Jiva is saying, Kasmin Janmani, Mataro Pitaro Bhavet. From which birth you are my father and mother? I had so many births, and you are my father and mother. Which birth? Kasmin Janmani, Mataro Pitaro Bhavet. Karma bir brahmyamana nam div tiryak nru yonisu. By my karma, I change the body. I take up different body due to my karma. Higher body or lower body. In different species of life. Plant, fish, animals, human beings, demigods. Karma vir brahmyamanana. Due to karma, I loiter it from one body to another. Brahmyamanana. Which father and mother are you? From which birth are you my father and mother? So that is what Jiva, the son, Sukha Dukha, or the son, Harsha Shoka, is speaking through the dead body. From which birth you are my father and mother? I am loiter, I am Jiva, and I am changing my body according to my karma. So Narada Muni instructs him not to get attached to such false things, such as his son. He should get into devotional service to Krishna. That's the ultimate instruction. So, we have to get ourselves fixed up in a spiritual life, chanting nice, beautiful, pure name, holy name of Lord, and go back to home, back to Godhead. This is the mission of human form of life. If you miss this mission, then we get punishment. Krishna gave us human form of life in which we can understand Him. But if you miss that point, then adogacchanti tamasha. We take birth in a lower species of life. So this is the instruction. Just like from one seed another seed is produced, similarly from one body another body is produced, and the spirit soul is eternal, saswat, and it goes on into the cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. So this is the instruction. Don't mourn or lament. Spirit soul is by nature transmigrating. So I'll stop here. Any question? Any question anybody has? Yes, Mia. Yes.
Mike.
You mentioned that the prarabdha karma can be changed.
What is that?
Prarabdha.
Prarabdha karma can be changed.
Can be changed by devotional service.
Yes, pure devotion.
Pure devotional service.
That's a catch.
Okay. Yes.
Karmani nirdhati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. Brahma Samhita. From Indra Gop to Indra. And then it says, Karmani niradahati, dahan, burn. The karma can get burned by pure devotion. Kintu cha bhakti bhajam. Pure devotional service can burn all our bad karma. So prarabdha karma can be changed also. Prarabdha karma can become null and void if you practice pure devotional service. That's true. Many people say that prarabdha karma, you have to suffer or enjoy. But pure devotional service can change that. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Class. One of the symptoms of pure devotional service is Klesha Agni.
Yes.
Which manifests in the very beginning and early stages of sadhana bhakti. And that how can then we understand that devotees are still here suffering? Because it means, Klesha Agni means all suffering is gone. Right?
Yes.
Something like that. How can, what is the, why then the devotee still held this lamentation, emotional suffering, other kind of suffering? How come is?
One has to get fixed up in pure devotional service. And suffering comes with the misidentification with this body. It's a very beautiful sloka in 11th canto, 2nd chapter, 37 text. It says, Bhayam dvitiya abhinivesyat syat. ईसाद उपपत्य विपर्जय स्मृति तन्मायया तो बुध अभजेत तम भक्तैक एषम गुरुदेवता आत्मा. ट्रांसलेशन टू दिस, फियर अराइजेस व्हेन अ लिविंग एंटिटी मिस आइडेंटिफाइज हिमसेल्फ एज द मटेरियल बॉडी बिकॉज ऑफ एब्जॉर्प्शन in the external illusory energy of the Lord. So, this klesha and fear from klesha arises with misidentification of ourselves, this material body. We are the spirit soul, Atma, Satchidananda, eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. But because we misidentify ourselves with material body, all klesha starts. So if you remain fixed up in pure consciousness, pure bhakti, then we can remain eternally blissful. Klesha agni, no klesha. Klesha is to the body. Klesha, not to the soul. Body is subtle and gross. Mind, intelligence, false ego is subtle body and gross body. Hands, legs, which is made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether. So when we misidentify ourselves with this subtle and gross material body, then from there, klesha arises. The soul is Satchidananda, eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. So mayaya, from illusory energy, because of absorption in external illusory energy of the Lord, maya means I am the body. Then the sloka says, when the living entity thus turns away from the Supreme Lord, he also forgets his own constitutional position as a servant of the Lord. So maya makes us forget that I am the servant of the Lord. This bewildering, fearful condition is affected by the potency of illusion called maya. It is illusion that I am suffering. I am Satchidananda. I am not this body. The pure devotional service puts us on transcendental platform. I am not this body. I am the spirit, soul, servant of Krishna. So this bewildered, fearful condition is affected by the potency for illusion called maya. Therefore, an intelligent person should engage unflinchingly in the unalloyed devotional service of the Lord under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, whom he should accept as his worshipable deity and as his very life and soul. We should understand and take the bona fide spiritual master as our worshipable deity and a very life and soul. So this is where klesha or distress is produced, misidentification of ourselves with the material body. So this sloka we should memorize. Very nice, beautiful sloka. One must memorize. Bhayam dvitiya abhinivesatah syat ishad upitatsya viparjaya smrutihi tan mayayato बुध अभजेतम bhaktaikayesham guru devatatma. So Kleshagni, devotional service is Kleshagni. Is that good?
Thank you. One clarification, if you can put some light on it. When we say we are not this body, is this like intellectual adjustment, affirmation, or because we hear devotees or person hear that he's not this body in the first day when he comes to Krishna consciousness, right? Prabhupada mentions yes. In every page.
Yes.
And somehow, theoretically, we accept or understand at yes. least, right?
Yes.
But the suffering doesn't go away by itself, by this understanding. What this, I'm not this body, what have to include, or how, what kind of a pattern of a behavior or attitude should be that we act on that level, or that it will cause that there is no suffering. How this means an identification when we understand intellectually, but it's not enough, it seems like.
Yes, but it's fact. Fact remains fact.
Is this about deep conviction? What makes that we are not identifying?
So many examples like Narada Muni, Angira, and this Avanti Brahman who is speaking these words, or it was a mind. Avanti Brahman says, nobody is the cause of my distress. It is only my mind who is causing me all this distress. So, we have to see these examples in Bhagavatam and follow them. They transcend. We have to transcend this material world, material moods, material thinking. We have to get situated in spiritual realm. We have to elevate our consciousness all the way to Krishna consciousness. Then anything matter will not matter much. If we can get elevated ourselves to Krishna consciousness, where there is no anxiety, we rise above material nature, material body, material mind, intelligence, ego. There is a process. And many have followed in Bhagavatam, this Chitraketu next life, and Mother Parvati, and all throughout Bhagavatam, so many examples, how they transcend this material world and got fixed up in a spiritual consciousness. So yes, it is not very easy to understand or easy to practice, but it's a fact. If we are not this material body, and all distresses are coming because of misidentification with this material body, mind, intelligence, ego, and material body, subtle and gross body, misidentification. We have to come to the spiritual platform. I am a spirit, not matter. And spirit is Sachidananda. Somehow or other we have to understand through these examples so many personalities in Bhagavatam who has transcend this material world, enter into spiritual world. Ajamil, he transcend. So many examples like that. And he enter into spiritual world by practice. We have to practice. We should not give it up. Just be at it and practice. Any other question? Yes, we have to read Prabhupada books and distribute and practice whatever is there in the books. Any other question? Yes, Mia.
On
On the prarabdha karma, that who alters the karma? How is the karma, prarabdha karma, of a pure devotee altered? Who decides, and who executes, and does it all prarabdha karma changes? And
prarabdha karma, we said that it can be changed by pure devotional service. Like you can see, Prabhupada is a pure soul. We don't see his body. We see him as a totally spiritual personality. Looks like that he is dying, he is suffering, but pure devotee is His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. He went through and he is going through so much. But when people say that, why you have a suffering? He says, who says I have suffering? They transcend this material moods and material body. They transcend. And many, many examples like that. So, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj also, he said, this body is useless. When I leave this body, drag this body through the streets of Nadia. So people can understand this is not me. So prarabdha karma can be changed by pure devotional service. That's a fact. When we practice pure devotional service, like Srila Prabhupada and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Narottam Das Thakur, and so many, Haridas Thakur, transcending this body. So we have to transcend.
So does that mean that it's not so much that the body changes, the environment, or things we are supposed to have or not have, but is more of a perception and the consciousness that changes?
Yes. It's a consciousness we have to elevate to highest level, which is called Krishna consciousness. Only conscious of Krishna. That's where we want to reach. And at that stage, all these things mitigates. Nothing exists except bliss. Nothing exists. So,
we can see with Prahlad Maharaj that I as much as I understand that he did have pure devotional service, but still he actually endured a lot of difficulties.
No, as I said, it looks like the pure devotee goes through difficulty, but they are not. Thus we can say that Prahlad Maharaj, his auntie put on his lap, on her lap, and she tried to burn Prahlad Maharaj. But she got burned, holy. And Prahlad Maharaj was laughing, smiling. He was, as it is, in the midst of blazing fire. So it looks like that. And even though there may be some suffering, it doesn't register to pure devotees. Doesn't register. Immunization. They have immunization, spiritual immunization. So it doesn't look like, but it is not immune. So thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Sisi Pancha Tattva ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki. Guru Gauranga ki. Gaur Premanandi.